Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everything you are, everything you'll ever be is on the line now. Your identity, your spirit is on the line, and you've got to realize this is so damn real and you're under military attack. It's just incredible to watch the wages of the New World Order, to watch our economies, our speech, and our culture shut off, to watch the racism and the division promoted by the left in the name of unity, to watch the destruction of our sovereignty, to watch the pulling down of Western culture because it's not compatible with this nightmare globalist operation that's so anti-human, it's like space aliens created it. Cut our power off, divide us, attack our families, say there aren't two sexes, sterilize little boys in mass, telling them it's trendy. This is a dystopic scientific nightmare worse than any science fiction book ever written. And the nightmare only stops when we admit it's happening and we say no to it. All the proof is posted at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Endgame is posted for free on YouTube. They took it down off Amazon. I'm just asking you as leaders out there to realize how important you are and to get out of your comfort zones and stop just quietly going along with this. Go out, get aggressive legally and lawfully, and raise the alarm. It's going to get so bad in the future, you're going to be fighting then, no matter what. But I suggest you do it now so we get even more ahead of this. If we hadn't done this for 27 years, if others hadn't been aware of this, they would already be way ahead of us on this. They're actually in deep trouble. I already listed all the countries pulling out of the vaccines, exposing them. The fight against the New World Order is super hot. InfoWars is super viral in India. I'm very proud of the fact we've helped them lead their charge for freedom. And we're going to be able to do this together, but it's going to take real focus. And again, to realize this isn't like a foreign army attacking with army tanks and airplanes. This is an attack on the infrastructure, on our culture, on our psychology, on our very genetics. And that the sooner we wake up to that and stop acting like children, the better chances we have of turning this around. But the fight starts at InfoWars.com. The fight starts at Man.Video. The fight starts with you on your email list and your text messages while you still can, sharing this information and re-uploading it. It's all copyright free. The fight starts when you realize this is everything. And InfoWars isn't one of those thousands of flavors of false political systems. We have the zeitgeist. We have our finger on the pulse. We've done the studying. We face the facts, and we've changed the world together. But now we've got to save the world from the globalists. It's not going to be Bill Gates that does it. It's going to be you, and it's going to be me together. Here we are in the main studio. It is darkness. It takes a massive amount of power to just run this studio. Now, we had two backup generators, but only 6 hours of power on the batteries. We've now got another backup generator in that's better, that runs off of diesel fuel. Again, gas generators using natural gas can't even operate at this level that are portable units. They cannot produce the power. Just like ancient man harnessed fire to conquer his environment, if they take the fossil fuels away without a replacement that works, we're doomed mass population reduction. And that's what Ted Turner and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab are saying they're doing. The Great Reset is meant to end world hunger by starving billions of people to death. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. So let me lead you out here and show you what is keeping InfoWars on the air right now. Because the news is saying power's been out for hours. No, I've got family, friends, crew, almost everyone that works here's power is out a day later. Look at this right here. Diesel is having to be brought in here to run that generator and two other small ones, or we go off the air. And that's just to have the rebroadcast going. We're not even sure we'll have power if this is continuing tomorrow to boot the main studios up. We have been power rich. That's how we were able to farm. That's how we were able to build all these civilizations. And now the globalists are telling us they control all of it. Look at this building. It's empty right now. Normally be a crew here. But there's no power to the systems. The power is literally being cut off right now. And here we're in the first world. So it just causes a depression. In the third world, it causes death. Now I'm going to sit down and lay some of this out for you right now. Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time. So here I am in the dark at the InfoWars studios, using backup systems to even communicate with you. And it's just completely illustrative of where the future is going. The globalists are planning a anti-energy, anti-innovation, incredibly dystopic system in their own words. All these powerful people have stolen the wealth of the world. They have extracted the ideas of the public. They've turned us against each other. And now they just want to get rid of us. And they think that I'm a fool for trying to get you to even care or get involved and say no. But I do this because at a heart level, at a gut level, a spiritual level, and also an intellectual level, I know that the evil globalists doing all this are horrible, ruthless, inbred scum. And I don't want to be with them. I don't want to be like them. And so it is the journey that is the destination. It is this animating contest of liberty that's brought me to this point. And that's why I'm so thankful and just so incredibly honored that you've supported us and dreamed with us and worked with us in the last 27 years. Some of you that long, most of you in the last few decade or so. It's just been incredible. But here we are. World government's out in the open. Carbon taxes are out in the open. The attack on the family is out in the open. The attack on the single family dwelling is out in the open. Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all of them are saying, oh yeah, we're turning your power off. Yeah, we're getting rid of your jobs. You're obsolete. You're bad for the earth. And then it's in the London Guardian that people with mental handicaps are being told they don't get health care now in the UK because of COVID, because the hospitals are so full. We can't give you health care because you're handicapped. You're not as important as other people. Let's just unpack that. That's classical Hitlerian eugenics. Tyranny always starts where they target the weakest, the old, mentally ill, mentally disabled, the young, the poor. And the idea that the hospitals are full with COVID patients has been a proven fraud all over the world that big tech tries to suppress. So it's based on a lie. Oh, the hospitals are so full. If you have Down syndrome, we can't give you medical treatment. In fact, we're going to let you die. And they go, oh, or if you're autistic. So they brain damage you with the pesticides and the chemicals and the things that attack boys, because our blood-brain barrier isn't as strong as the girls. It's about half as strong. And then they say, you're not human. We're not going to give you medical care. And they call it liberal. And I see the people on Twitter calling me a Nazi every day. And all this, and I don't even feel sorry for myself. I legitimately feel sorry for them, because they're in this crazy echo chamber. where they actually believe they're the liberals, they're the good guys. And they're telling me that I deserve to die. And so I say to them, whatever you've heard I've done, whatever that I did was wrong. I questioned the mass shooting. I did this or that. Do I run death camps in China like Apple? Am I creating animal-human hybrids like the big biotech companies? No. Am I producing nuclear weapons? Am I torturing people to death? Am I running Facebook, who they admit their own former executive said was meant to make you depressed and alone to control you? Did I say you were obsolete? Did I say that you were non-essential? Did I say you should commit suicide? No, I didn't do that. I said I love humanity. And so I'm more than happy to be lied about and attacked. But let's just move past that. Move past what you've been told about Alex Jones and just ask yourselves, are we in a world government? Is it corporate? Is it anti-human? Is it attacking the family? Is it attacking boys? Is it attacking girls? Is it saying full-grown men can be in girls' sports? Is it saying little boys get to be cool and be sterilized? Is it pushing an agenda that tries to make us alone and hopeless? And the answer is yes. So don't see the world through my eyes. See the world through your eyes. Not the corporate eyes. Not the system's eyes. But really think for yourself about what this is. And then realize that I understand the average person doesn't read 300 books on World War II. I understand the average person doesn't read 100 books on Rome. The average person doesn't read 50 books on British naval history. The average person doesn't read 30 books on U.S. history and the Revolutionary War, or 5 books on the Civil War, or a couple hundred books on globalism and Professor Carol Quigley and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Klaus Schwab. But I did. And so I know who these people are, just because I happened to get into it when I was like 9 years old. Because these books were laying all over my house. And so I had a piece of chip earlier, so I keep licking my lips. Because all the stores are closed. There's no food. The grocery stores are all closed. So I went down and got the crew some food. I got some potato chips and some candy bars. That's about all we get right now. Because the power's off. Because the government shut the power off by shutting the power plants down. And so that's where we are. Learning to live with less. Learning that if somebody else gets something, we lose something. Learning from Bill Gates that if you want to hire 10 teachers, well, what do? You kill an old person. But all that's a lie. If you really think you kill an old person and you get advanced by Bill Gates, think again. The minute you give up on standing up for humanity, the minute you give up on morals and justice, the minute you give up on what's written on the code of your soul, you give up who you are, and then that vacuum is created, and all that corruption and all that evil comes in. Oh, and the left tells you evil and corruption doesn't exist because they don't want you to have a will and a differential and a gauge, a sight, as you drive down the road of life and make your own decisions about what's best for you and in the collective, what you like to do with your greater self, that communion. The globalists always tell you they're the collectivists. They're the great communion, but they're really not. They're actually waging war against the individual and war against a collective that the individual that is very pure on average would create together in a shared vision that is that free market of ideas. It's always the robber barons, the islands unto themselves, the there will be blood villain types that are the real David Rockefellers, that don't want to see all this diversity, that don't want to see all these ideas, that don't want to see all this literature and art and culture and humans teeming with understanding, because that leaves them in the dust. And so everything they do is about waging war on humanity and bringing us down. And their great modern war against humanity is the Great Reset. It is the declaration of war against you and your family. It is Operation Lockstep. It is Event 201. It is their New World Order. I've said this before and I'll say it again because it's the truth. There are so many political diversions, so many rabbit trails, so many lies, so many distractions, all financed by the globalists. But then there's the truth of the world. The conquest economy and the Renaissance economy. And those types of systems, a mix of those systems throughout history. And the war taking place against your free will to be able to make your own decisions because it doesn't comport with the globalists and what they're trying to establish and what they're trying to set up. And so I'm metaphysically here to let you know that you've got a choice because God loves you and wants you to be involved in your own future. And so whatever happens in the course of events is up to you and up to me and up to all of us when we decide. So stop living in guilt. Stop backing the globalists. Stop going along with their lies. Stop feeling like you're dirty and bad. And realize that the minute you start actually being who you really are is the minute their system starts to fail.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Gina Carano did nothing wrong. Carano was fired by Disney after the woke mob stirred up contrived outrage over her Instagram posts. So what did she say? The now deleted Instagram story showed a picture of a Jewish woman being persecuted by Nazis and said, "Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could have rounded up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views?" And this was the immediate reaction. The fact is, Carano is completely correct. Time and time again, history tells us that genocides and massacres are preceded by the dehumanization of the target population. The media is literally characterizing Trump supporters as domestic terrorists who should be killed by drone strikes. How is that not dehumanization? Prominent figures are calling for conservatives to be sent to re-education camps. How is that not dehumanization? Reza Aslan called for Trump supporters to be eradicated from society. How is that not dehumanization? Leftists routinely incite, support, and celebrate Trump supporters being beaten and murdered in the streets. How is that not dehumanization? The left calls Carano anti-Semitic for pointing out that Jews were dehumanized before they were slaughtered. Then they dehumanize and incite mass violence against people for their political beliefs, exactly as Carano said. It's okay when we do it. They're offended over her using a historical Nazi analogy. When the left routinely abuses the Nazi analogy all the time by calling conservatives Nazis in order to dehumanize them. It's okay when we do it. Disney-owned Lucasfilm has the nerve to call Carano's Instagram post abhorrent. I'll tell you what's abhorrent. Disney collaborating with the genocidal security services in Xinjiang while filming Mulan. That's abhorrent. Working with a regime that incarcerates entire populations in forced labor camps. That's abhorrent. Disney ignored congressional demands to know if it used slave labor in making Mulan. That's abhorrent. And you're mad at Carano over an Instagram post. Give me a break. You're calling Carano racist for making an accurate historical comparison while saying nothing about Disney whitewashing John Boyega's Star Wars character out of their Chinese market poster to please the market. Didn't give a shit about that, did you? Disney fired Gina Carano for a social media post in which she told the truth, yet they hired James Gunn after he made social media posts joking about rape and pedophilia. The mob isn't mad at Carano because they're genuinely offended over anti-Semitism. That's just the excuse they exploited to get her cancelled. They're mad at her because she's a celebrity who hasn't been bullied and intimidated into amplifying their demented, hysterical agenda. They're mad at her because she's a conservative. They're mad at her because she posted some memes on Twitter making fun of face masks. Oh, the absolute horror! They're mad at her because she called for a clean and fair election system. They're mad at her because she previously expressed support for President Trump. They're mad at her because she called out so-called anti-racist activists as cowards and bullies. They're mad at her because, wait for it, she didn't post anything online supportive of Black Lives Matter. Oh, the absolute horror! She didn't post the black square! They're mad at her because in a world of insipid conformity and ruthless ideological servility, she has the bravado to think for herself. The absolute horror! To the mob, Gina Carano represents the threat of a good example, and that's why she must be cancelled. As a warning to other celebrities who dare even think about challenging their cultural colonization. This is what happens when you defy our social hegemony. This is what happens when you dare stand up for those we have worked so hard to dehumanize. Remember, the same people who say cancel culture doesn't exist weaponize it at every available opportunity as a means of achieving their dystopian nightmare. A nightmare in which organized hordes of ideological jihadists wield the power to banish nonconformists to the fringes of society, having deplatformed, silenced, and destroyed their reputations. Their behavior mimics every top-down authoritarian tyranny in history. So Carano was completely right and morally justified to call it out. So sit down, haters, because Gina Carano did nothing wrong.
This is the American dream. Independent companies supplying the American people. Behind me is the 400,000 square foot facility for My Patriot Supply, one of our biggest supporters. They have so many Americans working for them. The food, the products, it's all right here from America, right to your door. We're not funded by Bill Gates or George Soros, the globalists. We are funded by you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing American companies like My Patriot Supply.
Hi, I'm Joe Reek, Vice President of Sales, and here we are in our main factory here in Salt Lake City, Utah. As you can see behind me, we have our automatic conveyor systems. We have all of our finished goods, our racking right here, as well as our manufacturing arm of My Patriot Supply. Here out of this facility, we're fulfilling up to 1,400 individual orders just from this facility alone. So this section right here is where all of our raw goods are brought in from across the country. All the raw ingredients are brought in here. It's sourced. We come here, we blend it all together, we put everything together, we package it and ship it all out. So all these racks are full of food 24/7. It's a continuous motion. It's like a symphony of things coming in and coming out. It's pretty incredible to watch on a really busy day. People pulling product down, blending it, packaging it, getting raw products in, the finished goods out the door. It's really amazing.
And what's amazing is, again, most of the companies just buy stuff from other companies. Sometimes it's old. Sometimes it's not high quality. But you guys, you want a long-term relationship. And I know because I've researched what you do. This stuff gets tested before it gets here. But you guys go an extra step. You test it again. I saw your testing facility.
Yeah. We test it 4 or 5 times before it actually leaves our facility. So the minute the raw show up, it gets tested before it gets produced, it gets tested during production, it gets tested after production, and it gets tested before it gets put inside of the buckets.
So I just asked Joe to open up a few of these packages for us. And once he opened it up, he had trouble putting it all back inside. That's how jam packages are. This isn't like a Doritos bag where it's 80% air. These things are jam-packed with high-quality product with all those great calories for you and your family. And again, even this packaging is proprietary and really tough. Tell us about this.
Well, what this packaging is, it's a really thick Mylar, and one of the things that separates us from some of the other brands is going to be that built-in Ziploc right here. Let's say, for instance, you're going to have your maple grove oatmeal, but you're not going to eat the whole thing. Pour out just the proportion that you want to have, Ziploc that, fill it back in the bucket, use it within the next 7 to 10 days, and you're going to be good to go.
And it's not flimsy.
It's definitely not flimsy, no. I mean, you'll find some of these other brands that are super, super thin. It feels like a Dorito sack. This is super, super durable. You can't rip that. You can't break that. You can't demolish that. Your food is protected.
You guys have the best packaging on this, the best food. So look at this. And it just goes on and on. This whole thing is just jam-packed product. But again, if you ever take it out of there, you might have to put it back in because it's so full. Right here is a 30-day food supply, bucket one and bucket two. You got this, you are taken care of. Whether you're out doing a survival trip or camping or whether the apocalypse comes during the Great Reset, one person is set with 2,000 calorie meals. A lot of the competitors aren't just low quality. They're not even close to 2,000 calories. So this is great for beginners. Stick your toe in the water at InfoWarsStore.com with the one-month food supply, bucket one and bucket two. Everybody should have this. I'm telling you, everybody needs high-quality, affordable food. This is the place to get it, and nobody's got quality anywhere near the price. And that's why they're my sponsor. They're going to be my sponsor, hopefully, in 10 years. They've been our sponsor for more than 10 years. We are so excited to be associated with Ready Hour and My Patriot. Their entire selection ready to ship to you, available at InfoWarsStore.com. By purchasing it there, you'll help keep us on the air in the face of the globalists. And I again salute you all today. Well, we're here to deliver you your food, ladies and gentlemen, right here in America. And it funds the InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get prepared.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
It's Tuesday, February 16th, 2021, and it is officially in Forbes, CNN, and the Austin American Statesman that the windmills in West Texas under the new Green Deal of Barack Obama are the reason that Texas is without power in many areas of the state, including still 40% in Austin, Texas. This is all a conditioning mechanism to train the public to accept to pay more for less. It's actually in some of the UN documents to begin doing rolling blackouts in different countries to condition the public to no longer have any energy. Ceausescu in Romania would turn the power off to most of the country, usually in the afternoon, just as an exercise of power to everyone because they needed to be inside their houses behaving themselves so they could get up early and work in his factories and in his fields. So that truly was an exercise of power. Pun intended. Same thing in North Korea. Look at a satellite image of North Korea at night versus South Korea or versus China. That'll tell you what tyranny is all about. So we talk about globalism being a new dark age. We're not kidding.
Again, I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you live, broadcasting on this Tuesday transmission. And I'm coming to you via microphone only because we are still unable to get full power back on at the studios. Yes, I have an industrial generator. I have two small generators, but it takes so much power to actually run our network and our system because we have satellite uplinks for radio and TV. We have all the encoders, all the equipment, all the cameras, all the lights, the heating, the air conditioning. With all of that, we are unable to get the power on because there are no electricians that can come out and hook the generators up properly. You would say, well, you should have had that done beforehand. Well, we did have some of it done beforehand. We were set up to go 6 to 10 hours without power. But you see, under this new system, they're saying, oh, it'll be a day, it'll be 2 days, it'll be 4 days, it'll be 5 days, it'll be 6 days. This is the new America. They have rolling blackouts now in Spain. They have them in Europe. They even have them in countries like France that has more nuclear power than any country in the world because it's all about control. And once they train you to be bankrupted, once they train you to be energy poor, then they can order you to take inoculations. They can order you to send your children for certain types of social training. And Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates admit all of this. Now, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to air a very important censored Bill Gates documentary. It's only 25 minutes long, so it'll take about 2.5 segments to air. But you're going to want to watch this, and you're going to want to take notes because everything in it is completely documented. And the title is Why Bill Gates Switched from Computers to Vaccines, and how he and a consortium of literal robber baron money, of eugenics money, the richest consortium on earth, is behind world government, behind the UN, and behind a worldwide forced inoculation program, world ID program, and what his endgame is. So that is all coming up today in the next hour. Now, again, we've got electricians coming out. We've got more generators. We're getting it all set up. We'll be able to go live out of studios very, very soon. But this is the crippling of the nation by design. This is a skilled, strategic takeover. And they even admit in the local newspapers that this was an ordered blackout of non-essential areas. And they have a map of non-essential businesses and non-essential neighborhoods. And guess what? The rich neighborhoods of Westlake, the rich neighborhoods of West Austin, the rich neighborhoods of Tarrytown, in almost all areas, have their power. Small industries, small companies, small factories, small businesses, like our warehouse in one part of Austin and our studios in another, they are without power. And we were told in the notices online that we are non-essential. But don't worry, there's warming centers at government facilities like the Palmer Auditorium where you can go get warm if you're cold and be with the 100,000 homeless that live downtown. I'm not kidding. That's about how many there are in the city. Shanty towns everywhere. Weren't here 2 years ago, but now we all get to go to the warming centers. And the rest of us get to go out in our cars at night and start them and plug them in and do all this. And, you know, I've got some solar panels. I've got a couple little generators at my house. But the average person doesn't have that. So in the future, know this. They're going to use the fact that we're so domesticated. They're going to use the fact that we're also specialized in our jobs and so strung out in debt and don't know how to farm, don't know how to garden, or don't have a chance to absolutely trap us and use that against us. The globalists haven't just broken the social contract. It's the reverse of that. They have a social contract of annihilation, of total absolute control. You look at their blue cities collapsing. You look at everyone fleeing San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York and areas of New Jersey and in Chicago. You think, this is terrible. These people are horrible managers. This is a formula. In cities the globalists control, like Beijing, or city states like
Singapore, you throw a stick of bubble gum on the ground, you go to jail for a year, or you get beaten. You talk back to the cops, you get killed. Robot enforcers control the public. If you try to teach children to, quote, be gay, you're put in prison or executed. They've already taken over there. They brought in their fascist communist model. But here, this is all the poison. The poison to break down the society, the poison to break down the civilization. And once they got us under political correctness, to acquiesce to tyranny and to say, oh, you're the authority, you're the liberals, you're the social guardians, you're the bosses, you teach us what words to use. You teach us how to operate, how to live. Once they'd done that, it was all over. Just like the report that's coming up next segment in New York City. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a standard curriculum at college levels, but now it's being externalized into the high schools and the middle schools and elementary schools, where whites are taught, quote, to abolish themselves. That means genocide. And that being white is inherently bad and evil. And, of course, it's white teachers teaching them this. So you have these mega corporations looting the world, putting third world into debt, crushing them with incredible systems of social engineering, while they dissolve our borders as well, and then bring in foreigners to be put in positions of control over us who come from authoritarian countries, like the new head of the WTO Trade Commission they just put in, who is a Nigerian communist who works for the IMF and World Bank, knows nothing about trade, everything about getting people into debt. That story is also up on Infowars.com. But when we come back, I'm going to read to you the report out of New York where they have the eight phases of whiteness. Being white means you're a supremacist, right down to you have abolished yourself, the abolition of whiteness. So please understand, folks, we've had to build our whole infrastructure to be online, to have band.video, to have Infowars.com, to have Newswars.com, to have the studios, to have the host, to have the reporters, to have the money to travel, to have all of this, to bring you information the globals don't want you to have. And now, because we're told we might be out of power for a week, we are struggling to even stay on air. So I appreciate all of our affiliates, radio and TV stations. I appreciate them bearing with us. But just know our fate is your fate as well. Texas was a giant net exporter just about 12 years ago of power. We supplied the power grids of surrounding states, up to 15 states, counted on Texas as the strongest producer in the United States of power. And now we are a net importer of electricity and are pulling off of the other two major grids that come into Texas from surrounding states. And they're taxed because of the cold weather and folks turning their heat on. And so because the wind power froze and didn't work, plus it doesn't transfer enough power to the lines, they admit in the news that is why we are now without power.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When your major multinational corporations carrying out incredible dehumanization, slave camps in communist China, and just things never before seen in history, the only hope you've got is creating racial division in Western open societies that have really trailblazed the idea of radical egalitarianism and open societies. And so that's why we've got these articles coming out. One on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Principal of New York school demands parents become white traitors. The 8 white identities. The principal of East Side Community School in New York sent white parents a manifesto that calls on them to become white traitors and advocate for full white abolition. So racially based, contacting white people to hate themselves. This is the new language of public education, tweeted Christopher F. Rufo, along with an image showing the 8 white identities, which range from white supremacist to white abolition. The accompanying text, which has been circulated by the left-wing extremist, defines the behavior white people must practice in order to put an end to the regime of whiteness. Not the communist Chinese regime, not the global bankers, not the transhumanists. No, no, no. White people are bad. So this is reverse Hitler activity from the same folks that brought you Hitler. See the full graphs at Infowars.com. The two fatal stages, the two final stages, white traitor and white abolitionist demands that white people subvert white authority, dismantle institutions. But don't arrest Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg or just the white guy down the street. Demands that white people subvert white authority, dismantle institutions, dismantle whiteness, and not allow whiteness to reassert itself, like due process and gun ownership and all the things people want to get into white countries for. As Glenn Greenwald pointed out, this is yet another example of how political correctness isn't just about being nice to people, as progressives constantly claim. No, it's about total domination and teaching you to hate yourself in a cult so they control you.
I was just reading on Smart Liberal Media Twitter earlier today that wokeness signifies nothing more than asking people to please just be nice and be considerate and, of course, submit. Who could possibly be opposed to that? He tweeted, teaching of such self-hatred is now becoming commonplace in schools as kids are brainwashed that they are inherently bad for being born white, with record numbers of whites, look it on record, committing suicide, especially white males. As we highlighted earlier this month, the San Francisco Chronicle published an article by a public school teacher which asserted that Bernie Sanders' inauguration mittens were a symbol of white privilege. Last year, we revealed how children at an elementary school in Virginia were being taught that traits such as objectivity, perfectionism, and racist characteristics of white supremacy. Meanwhile, school districts across America are eliminating graduating standards in order to combat racism. Communist China is not. The move was announced by San Diego after it was revealed that just 7% of D's and F grades are handed out to white students, while 23% went to Native Americans, 23% to falling grades to Hispanics, and 20% went to black students. So the answer is get rid of grades altogether. Hell, get rid of science and technology altogether. This is all psychic warfare to break the country down and conquer it. Read the real science about the mRNA vaccine. Does it protect you? Can kill you. Read the real science about global warming. Does it exist? Only real thing is climate change. The sun drives it. We don't control it. Realize that you're being conquered and the fact that you've been so domesticated, the enemy's targeting you, and say no to it. Or just keep submitting to all this self-loathing hate. The full article is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And so the very same giant multinational corporations that are carrying out forms of slavery on a scale never before seen get every racial group and every religious group and every demographic group fighting with each other. That's how the CIA would go in and take over third world countries, was having anthropologists for 5 to 10 years study the culture, find the rifts, and then go hire change agents that were from the local cow to train them to go in and break down the society. And so that weaponized system is now being used against us, while all the wealth's being extracted to just a handful of mega banks that control the Fortune 100. And so while they're teaching everyone that whites are inherently evil, that's because they're going to exploit the third world further, weaponize them as a racist army, flood the West, and then have whites capitulate to globalism, socialism, transhumanism, so that they're not basically torn limb from limb by the new ethnic majorities that have been brought in. So this is just classic divide and conquer in a 21st century strata. Now let's go ahead and go to this next angle. While we're all busy fighting with each other over what color we are or our religion, the globalists are organizing the UN to make it basically illegal to criticize somebody else's religion. So you can't even stand up and have your own religion because they're creating a crisis of tension. And then they're going to say you've got to submit to our one world government religion that is the answer out of this Hegelian dialectic. After they've created the crisis, they can offer the solution. Meanwhile, Israel, the UK, they've all announced what we knew they were going to announce. First, they introduced it over and over again, the idea, then said, oh, we're not going to do it. And then finally, they do it. Israel to allow, oh, you're opting in, green pass holders to access public spaces. UK just announced the same thing on Friday. Their health minister, 10 years in prison if you don't follow their directives on the, what, second offense, massive fines on the first offense. But, oh, it's not authoritarian. You could stay in your house forever and just starve to death because the welfare is now running out. Or you can opt for the vaccine, and then you're given a green pass. That's the same thing as forced inoculation. But they play this weird little psychology game. You don't ever have to leave your house again. Continuing, Israel to allow green pass holders to access public spaces. Israel will soon allow green pass holders who have taken the COVID-19 vaccine to access public spaces. Oh, including sporting events, restaurants, hotels, while those who haven't had the shot will remain on lockdown. House arrest, martial law, you're a prisoner. The two-tier system will go into effect from Sunday onwards with those who have had two doses of the vaccine or can prove they recovered from the infection will display the certificate on their phone, which will allow them to resume normal life. The new normal, having a big giant computer via a little digital minder phone, a little prison guard following you everywhere you go. With some 43% of Israeli citizens inoculated with at least one shot of the jab developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, the cabinet moved to permit malls, open-air markets, museums, libraries to reopen next week and gradually scaling back controversial restrictions brought in late December. And, of course, they can always put the pressure and the lockdown back on whenever they want. This is the essence of true absolute tyranny. And it doesn't matter if it's Japan or China or South Korea or Canada. All of these countries are following the exact same duplicate plan, allowing the crime, allowing the open borders, telling you that boys aren't boys, girls aren't girls, telling you the family's bad, telling you that Christians are bad, telling you that having your own guns, able to defend yourself is bad, telling you that any middle class that's white particularly isn't allowed and must be gotten rid of. Class warfare. Wow. The big billionaires worth hundreds of billions of dollars, trillion-dollar companies sit offshore laughing at us all. Where are the legislatures? Where are the governors? Where are the people saying no? Well, there is some good news. Again, Merck pulled their vaccine a month ago, saying it didn't help people and hurt people. Australia had to pull their government-issued vaccine because it was giving people false HIV and wasn't helping them. India banned the Bill Gates Pfizer vaccine last week, no coverage of that. South Africa pulled out of the mRNA vaccine because it was hurting people and not helping people and creating false positives. So a lot of good's starting to come out, and their legislatures are trying to pass laws in Pennsylvania and other places to end the illegal lockdowns. Supreme Courts have ruled the lockdowns should end in a bunch of states, but the governors just ignore it. So this is really war. This is the governing corporate state clamping down, bringing in world IDs. And once they have the world ID, well, then you've got to do everything else they say to be able to operate freely and live. This is the total clampdown, and it's only going to get worse the longer we submit. There's always opposition to tyranny. And for those that get it on the ground floor of it, you're going to be the leaders of the future. I never used to talk like this because I always just wanted to do this because it's the right thing to do. But to all these fools in the system that are being destroyed by it, oppose it. That's the future. To these politicians, oppose this garbage. That is the future. All right, we're going to come back in the next hour with this incredible censored 25-minute Bill Gates documentary, why Bill Gates got out of computers and into vaccines. It's censored. It's at band.video. It's coming up next hour. Believe me, you don't want to miss it. It's posted at band.video in the Bill Gates is Evil section. Click on the tab in the left-hand corner of band.video and override your would-be dictator, your would-be doctor, your would-be God, your would-be controller of everything in your life, your would-be lord, Bill Gates. We'll be right back with hour number three. Stay with
us. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.